Psalm chapter 33, verse 1 says, "Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright." The Christian life is not to be marked by silence, but by sound, resounding, heartfelt, holy sound. And so Psalm 33 opens with a command, shout for joy. But this isn't to be mindless noise or shallow emotionalism. This is expressive, skillful worship that flows from a heart grounded in the righteousness of God. The call to shout and to sing and play skillfully reminds us that God's people are not spectators, but active participants in the symphony of praise. We praise not because life is always smooth, but because the Lord is always faithful. He deserves not only truth in our doctrine, but excellence in our expression. The psalmist calls us to make melody, to play skillfully, and to sing a new song, a response to the ever-new mercies of God. The worship is not about musical style, cultural form, or personal taste. It's about offering our best, emotionally, intellectually, and artistically, because God is worthy. Praise that is passionate, well-crafted, and rooted in truth reflects the character of God. So in a world of noise, the church must be a place where the joyful sound of salvation rings with clarity and beauty. Here are a couple of ways that you can pray about this very thing. Lord, give me a heart that delights in praising you with joy and passion. Help me to offer you worship that is thoughtful, beautiful, and rooted in truth. And may my life be a living melody that draws others to your greatness. Here are two different peoples to pray for today. Sashir, our national changemaker in Nepal, and also the Cura LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, true worship is passionate, skillful, and fresh, offered by the upright in response to the ever-faithful Lord.